Welcome back, creator fam. Today's gonna be a little ATG. For those that don't know, that means against the grain. That's right. I'm going against the grain. I'm about to disagree with some high level people. I'm talking Bill Gates, Stephen Furtick, Will Smith, Oprah. They all get in the smoke. I disagree. Let's talk about it. Podcast. My name is Deion Williams, aka Deion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator. Therefore, it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. My bad, y'all. I'm coming out the intro a little bit late. I was trying to find water. I'm out of H2O in the little mini fridge right here. So it's cool. We gonna push through it. Man, talk about it. A headline, right? We started out with a little bit of a bang. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit clickbaity. Just a little bit. I'm not really about to disagree that much with everyone that I named. I don't know where Oprah came from. I just kind of threw that one out there. But here's what I'm talking about. I want to talk about comparison today. Yeah, comparison. Go search that up. Go search comparison quotes, right? And we've all probably heard a few of them, like a lot of things. We probably talked about it on the podcast. And I think we get to a certain extent that you shouldn't be just comparing yourself to others, right? Out of context. And as I searched for, because I like to start the episode with a quote. Sometimes I got some on deck. I would say most of the times I'm searching, which is dope. I'm learning and bringing you guys dope quotes. But I knew with this one, I can't remember the exact inspiration behind this episode. Almost every episode does. Like, I usually have a conversation. I see something and I just write it down in my notes. Like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about that. And I'm vaguely remembering a conversation with someone that was following the traditional thinking of like, yeah, but I'm, you know, basically I know I can't compare myself. And they were on the extreme with it, to the point where they were missing some of the value that you actually get from comparing yourself to people. And that's what I'm talking about today. And again, Will Smith, Stephen Furtick, Bill Gates had amazing quotes that I agree with, because they're talking about like, yo, you are running a different race at a different pace than the person next to you. There are so many things about you that are unique to you and only you. You're just a unique combination of you, and that's awesome. So be careful judging where you're at in your life and trying to find success compared to someone else, right? Just understand that the journey is relative, and success for you isn't success for the next person. All of this, but we get that, right? Now, if we jump to extremists, though, and we just stop comparing altogether, there's so many lessons that we miss out on. And so I'm actually here today to tell you to, hey, let's make sure we are good at an identity level. And let's get to a place where we know our worth doesn't come from our house, our car. So comparing someone's cooler car or new whip they got, whatever, new car or new house, all right, we're not even sweating that. Like, that's great for them. Okay? And once we got that, though, let's lean in and start comparing more. What do I mean about that? Or what do I mean by this? And again, there's stuff that's meaningless, right? Like, you could be comparing your tile to their tile. I don't know. That actually might not be meaningless, because that might be like, ooh, you might get inspired. Say, hey, you know, I want to do that in my house, right? But then I want you to start looking for things that could really maybe change your life. Do you see, are you in business and there's someone that's doing a similar business as you? You might learn a lot comparing your systems and your processes to theirs, right? They might be doing things that are better. If they are, and if you compare the bank accounts and you know that person's company is doing a lot more than yours, there might be more that you want to compare to, because some of those things got them there. You're noticing they're waking up early. That might be something you want to compare to you sleeping in. Again, these are not determining factors, just contributing factors, but there's little nuggets, lessons to be learned from leaning in and actually comparing, right? There's power in it, but that is only if you're comparing the right things. All right, so as we take this simple principle, right, that we get, we just want to make sure, and hopefully most of you guys aren't on the extremist end, and this was something you were doing already naturally. I hope this is a reminder. If it is, let's maximize it, okay? And I want you to find an area of weakness, even maybe an area of like intense insecurity, to the point where you find yourself hating on other people, right? You hating on homegirl, like, girl, she know that dress too tight. She can't fit in that, and you just mad because you know you couldn't fit in it either, or whatever it may be, right? Whatever's got you feeling insecure, weak, I think that's a great place to start. Maybe you're not ready. You can pick somewhere medium difficulty, but take that, and then I want you to go out and find someone that is excelling in that area. If you got someone in person, that's the best. But there's so much you can learn from following someone on Instagram, on Twitter, seeing how they talk, comparing the conversations they have, right? There's some people I follow, like, just financially, the things that they say, I'm like, wait, hold up? Wait, okay, really? Like, I gotta take screenshots of it. I'm like, man, only half of that makes sense. Catch me next year, though. We gonna be talking. Let's talk about it. But it don't make sense now, right? So comparing how they talk to how I talk, I'm like, hold up, it makes sense that certain things are like that. Okay, I've been inspired so much by men of God and how they run their household and how they show up for their family. Man, that inspires me, comparing how someone else is. And again, this is not trying to emulate someone else's style completely or abandon what's true to me. Right, I'm looking for principles. I'm here looking for beliefs. I'm looking for patterns. Right, I'm looking for these constant decisions that they're making. These are things I'm staying true to me. Right, but I love it, and I think it's so easy for someone that's like, man, I didn't have my dad around. Me neither. Okay, but you 42 and you still making excuses from it. I promise you, there are things that my mom had to teach me, and there's some things that she just forgot because she didn't know, and and my brother had to fill the role. But guess what? As a man, how old am I? I think I'm 31, something like that. I'm pretty sure I'm 31. As a 31-year-old man, at the time of me recording this, there's still things that I learned as a man that inspire me. I might be on IG stories, right? And I'm like, ooh, okay, man of God, I like what you did right there. That inspires me. I've never done that. I've never done that for my daughter. I've never done that for my son. And this is comparing, right? Not to say, oh man, he a better dad than me. That ain't there. I don't know the whole story, right? And that doesn't even hit me on an identity level. What is better dad, right? How do I even quantify that to try to compare me and someone else? It's just like, you know what? That inspired me. I don't do that. I'm going to start doing that. I was talking to man, where did this come from? PD, Demetrius. Maybe you guys, if you're in the Truth Project, you know PD, or if you're in any of our coaching programs, you know PD. But we were talking in one of our calls on the team, or one of our team calls. We were talking about our 1% goal. So as a team, like internally, we have like little meetings and we talk about how we're improving 1%, like personally, not work-related. And he was sharing some things he's doing, right? And he's old. He like 60-something. I think so. Or right. Wait, I don't think he's in his 50s. Either way, PD's old, right? And he'd been married a lot longer than me, and he was sharing how he was writing notes for his wife every morning, right? Just writing notes. And I was like, ooh, I like that. And of course, I wrote a note for my wife before in the past, but I was like, I'm not writing notes now. And that's easy, right? And it's so easy for me to think of, like, amazing things or cute things I can do for my wife that require money. But that's just a little note. I had little index cards laying around, right? Just start, whoop. And it was an inspiration that came from me comparing, right? So actually, comparison is good. We are not going to run from it. and you gonna find one area. If you want to do extra credit, I'm cool if you do too. But if you go to a deep area where you're really struggling, I think one is good enough. Find the experts, find the people that are winning in a major area, and compare as much as you can. Okay, find those nuggets and then apply them. And after you apply them and you get results in your life, let me know, man. Follow me on Instagram at Dion Does. Hit me with a message, man. I want to know what this is doing for you. I love doing this, and I love anytime I get a 5-star review and someone lets me know that this is making a difference in their life. And that's what's going to keep me doing it. I love you guys. Hope you have a blessed rest of your day. Make sure you check out the text blast in the description if you want some daily inspiration. And until next time, God first. God bless.